Ocean City restaurants reopened with the easing of restrictions by Governor Larry Hogan that resulted from the coronavirus pandemic. But upwards of 10 have found they have had to close temporarily due to some employees testing positive for the virus. Susan Jones is executive director of the Ocean City Hotel Motel Restaurant Association. She says the restaurants are trying to be proactive in ensuring the safety of their customers as they hope for a decent summer season.
Yeah, what we've really been seeing is there may be one or two people that have tested positive, and then the restaurant operators have been proactive, and they've gone ahead and shut down and had the entire staff tested. And it's sort of almost like a timeout break for the operators to kind of catch their breath and do the deep clean. So we're seeing a lot of that right now.
So are these temporary closures, and how soon do they get back into operation?
Yes, they are definitely temporary closures. The health department, to my knowledge, has not shut anyone down, with the exception, I think there may have been one. But the health department has just been working closely with the owners to give them a time so they can test their staff. So they're the ones that are proactively closing are just shutting down for a couple of days to regroup.
What kind of impact does this have then on their bottom line?
Well, it definitely has an impact. What we have seen throughout the entire course of all of this is that operators have become quite innovative, and some of them have switched to having markets. They've done more carry out. They have less labor, so the labor cost is actually reduced because they only have half of the restaurant open. They've been creative and have limited menus so that their inventory is not as high. So they really have had to completely evaluate everything that they do in their business and their menus and do things as efficiently as possible.
In terms of the restaurants, they're partially open then. What's the situation with that in terms of inside?
Yes. So basically right now in phase two, what we're under, they are allowed to be open at 50% capacity, and their tables have to be distanced 6 feet apart. So people can sit at the bar. They cannot stand at the bar, but they can sit at the bar like the bar is a table.
How have customers been affected by all of this?
I would say what's happening to the customers is they have to wait longer to get a table, and their food is taking a little longer to come out of the kitchen because the kitchen has a lot of shortages. So in terms of impact to the customer, there definitely is it's a longer wait time to actually get food.
And in terms of potentially contracting the coronavirus for the customers, what's the situation?
Well, I mean, I think customers can get it anywhere they go. They can get it at the grocery store. They can get it at Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot. I'm not sure why there's so much attention being put on the restaurants, because people are out and about all over the state.
Susan Jones is the executive director of the Ocean City Hotel Motel Restaurant Association. In our second segment, we talk about the long-term impact of the restrictions on the summer season. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.